The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 5th Chapter, text number 9 through 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in June of 1969 at the New Vrindavan Farm Community.
Dhatha dharma dayascharta muni bhajjana kikita न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा जनवर्णित The defect in Vasudev was being pointed out by his spiritual master Narada that if you have labored very hard in presenting dharmadaya. Dharmadaya means religiosity, economic development, dharma adaya. Adaya means beginning. That means human civilization should begin from religious principle. Rather, it is not human civilization, dharma adaya. Therefore, in civilized nation, there is religion. Maybe in different forms, but religion must be there. The same thing is explained by Narada Muni, that dharmadaya, first religion, then economic development. Not economic development first. And then sense gratification. And then liberation. The whole plan should be that people should understand that he is not animal. First thing, this is education. In the animal society, there is no religion. But as soon as you claim to be in human society or civilized society, then there must be religion. Economic development secondary, next. Of course, according to medical consciousness, they say, Atmanam means they say body. But Atma means this body, this mind and this soul. Real meaning of Atma is soul. So there is a verse, Atmanam sarvato rakshet. First of all, try to save your soul. I think Lord Jesus Christ has also spoken something like that. If after gaining everything, one loses his spirit soul, then what does he gain? Is it not? So, this is the principle. Atmanam sarvato rakshat. One should give first protection to the Atma. What is that protection? Protection from the onslaught of maya, material nature. That is protection. At the present moment, I am under the influence of maya, under the influence of the three qualities of maya. So, when I get the opportunity of this human form of life, my first business is to how to protect this Atma, soul. The soul is my transmigrating from one body to another. How foolish we have become. We are enjoying this nice body, human body or American body or very beautiful body. But next moment I do not know what body I am going to get. But those who are in the knowledge how transmigration takes place, they can say what kind of body you are going to take next by your activities. We are preparing our body in our present life, just like we are taken to Krishna consciousness. Our attempt is to prepare for having a spiritual body. That is the whole attempt. And those who are not in Krishna consciousness, in material consciousness, will have also a body, but this material body means full of miseries. Any body you take. Either you take the body of king or you take the body of a dog. The body is misery. It does not mean that when there is disease, only the dog's body suffers, not the king's body. Everyone has to suffer. So, Atmanam Sarvato Rakshet means, real meaning is, you should give protection to the Atma. Means, trying to save this soul, your soul, or yourself, from this transmigration of the body. And the plain truth, very simple truth is given in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, janma karma me vidvam tu janati tattva. Simply by understanding what is Krishna, that is also not very difficult to understand. If you follow the scriptural intention, what is Krishna? Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, he is not ordinary man. His body is Satchidananda, full of bliss, eternal, and full of knowledge. So it is very difficult to understand. He has given proof that Krishna is always enjoying bliss, and Krishna is in instruction, knowledge, there is no comparison. Bhagavad Gita and so many other instructions. And it is eternal. Just like the sun. Sun is eternal, day and night. It is our adjustment of this planet. So Krishna is there, just like the sun is there, always in the sky. But we think this is night, this is day. That is adjustment of this planet. Similarly, Krishna is always there. When he is visible, we say that Krishna is living. And when he is not visible, we say Krishna is dead. So simply by understanding Krishna, janma karma madhubam, tat, in truth, not whimsically, not by your fertile brain, speculation, like this, like that, maybe, perhaps. Not this nonsense. Just try to understand Krishna. So, simply by understanding Krishna, janma karma madhibham yujanati tattvata taktadiham, that person, after leaving this body, mamiti, he goes to Krishna. And who can go to Krishna unless he has got a spiritual body? The same Satchidananda Vigraha. Unless one has the same Vigraha. Just like we can understand that when you take birth in a particular place, say in Greenland, which is always full with ice, or some other place. So you have got a particular type of body, you get. They are the animal, they are the man, they have got a particular type of body. They can bear, receive your cold. We cannot. Similarly, when you go to Krishna Loka, you will have a particular type of body. What is that particular type of body? Satchidananda Vidya. Any planet you go, you must have a particular body. So, tapta deham punarjanma nanti. And as soon as you get eternal body, then you don't have to come back again to this material world. And that body, Satchidananda Vigraha body, means one who is completely conversant with this service, devotional service also. Because you cannot enter into the abode of Krishna with your predominating propensity. In this material world, our propensity is predominant. We want to predominate over you. You want to predominate over me. That is the competition here. So, when we give up this predominating false, predominating spirit, I am Krishna, I am the Lord of all I serve, this nonsensical understanding, when you give up, surrender, Vasudeva Swamimuti, you understand Krishna is everything, I am simply part and parcel of Krishna. So if we remain part and parcel of Krishna, then our freedom is at an actual. Otherwise, there is no freedom. There is fault. Manadharma, I am thinking, I am God, I am Krishna, I am this, I am that. Nothing. This will simply put me under the clutches of Maya. Therefore, Atmanam Sarvato Rakshet means to put oneself in this Krishna consciousness movement. Then your Atma, yourself, is protected. Atmanam Sarvato Rakshet. Tato Dharma. Tato Dharma. After you understand, people do not understand what is this business. He thinks that my business is to eat, sleep, mate and die, therefore. This is animalism. Simply, they were misled by animalistic civilization. Eating, sleeping, that's all. Have good house for sleeping. Why? Now these boys and girls, they're sleeping on the floor. Sleeping on open air, what is the difficult? The animals also can sleep. It is a practice only. We don't require any gorgeous arrangement for sleeping or living. We should simply try to elevate our Krishna consciousness. Other things are savory. That is Atmanam Sarvato Rakshet. Atmanam Sarvato Rakshet Tato Dharma. Dharma, this Dharma. Dharma means religion. Actually, religion is not exact equivalent of the word Dharma. Dharma, as I have explained several times, you know, Dharma Dhridhatu. Dharma means you exist by some natural symptom, that is called dharma. Everyone has got some natural symptom. That is dharma. According to Sanskrit meaning, that is dharma. Just like this light is a substance. What is this dharma? Religion, to give light. To illuminate. So without illumination, there is no meaning of light. Similarly, your dharma, what is your religion? Your religion is to serve Krishna. That is your religion. Now you serve in different way according to time, circumstances, country. That is a different thing. But your religion is to serve God. That is your religion. Jiveshwarupa Nitya Krishna Das, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately gives you the definition of religion or your occupation, natural duty, natural function. Always mind that. Just like the light's natural function is to give illumination, prakash. Similarly, your natural function is to serve Krishna. That's all. You have no other business. That is all. No other business. When you understand this convincingly, then we are situated in our religion. Just like Krishna said in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, he said, dharma samsthapanarthaya, just to re-establish religion. Dharma samsthapanarthaya. People forget nature's, material nature's function is there to put you into illusion, always. So our forgetfulness is another illusion. We forget our relationship with God, Krishna. Then adharma, that is, instead of becoming servant of Krishna, I become servant of so many things. I say I become servant of my family, servant of my country, society, humanity, cats, dogs, so many things. Servant I remain, but I become servant of so many things. So I have to convert from this servitorship to Krishna servitorship. Therefore Krishna says, dharma samsthapana. This is dharma samsthapana. What dharma, what kind of religion Krishna established? He said that I incarnate to establish religion. He never came to establish a Hindu religion or Christian religion or Mohammedan religion or Buddha religion. He established real religion. What is the real religion? Sarva-dharmān parityaja. You give up all this nonsense, so-called religion and faith. It's simply surrender. That is religion. That is real religion. All other, any other religion which does not teach how to surrender unto God, that is pretension. That is not religion. According to Vedic understanding, this is religion. This is natural function. Sātmānam sarvato rakṣe tato dharma tato dhanam. First of all, you try to protect yourself, then take to real religion, natural function of the ātmā. Then try to, because we are in this material condition, we require economic development also. So that is very easy also. Krishna has given you enough land. You just little work. The animals are there. The cows will give you milk. If you till a little land, you get some grain. That is sufficient. Economic development. You don't require big factories, big workshop, and whole day and night with motor cars and going this way and that way. There is no necessity for economic development. This is maya. Simply, at the end, he will eat some grains or some this or that, little, and that whole day. Therefore, they are called mula. According to Bhagavad Gita, they are rascals, mula ass. Just like ass, the beast, a bird, who takes washerman's load, 3 tons, 4 tons, whole day working, but eating a morsel of grass. This. He has no knowledge that I take the morsel of grass and I leave. And why whole day I wear this so much tons of clothing of the washerman? We have no experience of the ass's business in India. The washerman loads the ass 3 tons and he goes to the water side and the washerman washes all these clothing in some bank of river or reservoir or whatever. Again, evening, the ass brings back the clothing. So, the Kurmis, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita, Mura, as simply unnecessary, working day and night, whole day, without taking care of the Atma, without taking care of the religion, economy. What is this nonsense? You are losing yourself. You do not know what life you are going to get next life. You don't care for this. Never mind what about life I get. This life I've got, let me work hard and accumulate money. Where the money will be? In the bank. My sons and my daughters will enjoy. This is the bodily, all bodily conception. This is illusion. Simply working like this, without knowing what is the end of life, what is the destiny of life. All assets, we all discourage. Krishna concept, this moment is very nice. You can understand what is what. That is knowledge. So tato dharma, tato dhanam, atmani vikite sati, kuto dharma, kuto dhanam. But if you do not understand yourself, what you are, then what is the meaning of your religion and your economic development? If you do not know what you are, first of all you must know what you are and what is your business, what is your destination, what is your aim of life. Then begin work, begin religious, become economic developer and so on, so on, so many things. But if you are in darkness to understand yourself, then, what is the meaning of this accumulation of wealth or so-called religion and so-called economy? No. So here Narad Muni advises you have explained dharmada, so artha. In different literature, you have divided the whole Vedas in understandable language, Puranas. Puranas means supplementary to the Vedas. To explain the Vedic knowledge according to the quality. Every human being is under some quality of the material nature. Some of them are in darkness or ignorance. Some of them are in passion. And some of them are mixed, ignorance and passion. And some of them are in light or goodness. Not all in the same level. There are different classes of men. Just like in our High Greek library we find so many philosophical books. But if you go to ordinary man, he'll find some nonsensical literature, fiction, and sex psychology, these, that, according to taste. according to a different taste. Because there are different classes of men. That will be explained in the next part. He says, Narad Muni, natat vachas chitrapadam harerajasa jagat pavitram prajanita karvichi tad vayasam titham usanti manasa najatra hamsa niramanti shikshaya. So he is comparing all the books written by Vyasadeva, including the Vedanta philosophy. He says that this is Vyasatitham. Vyasatitham, Vyasa means crows. And the crows and their place of pleasure. Have you seen crows? And in India we have got many crows. In your country, crows are not free. But in India, the crows, they take pleasure in all nasty things. The crows. You'll find they take pleasure in a place where all nasty things are thrown, garbage. They pick out the garbage, find out whether there is mucus, whether there is pus, whether just like flies. They will sit down on the stool, makkhika pranamacchanti. And the bees, they will try to take honey. Even in the animals, you will see. The honey, the bees will never come to the stool. And the ordinary flies, they never go to collect honey. Similarly, there are divisions in the birds, divisions in the bees, divisions in the human society. So you cannot expect that ordinary person will come to Krishna consciousness. Because they have been trained to become flies. They will test stool. The modern education is to teach people to become flies, only stool. Not here, Krishna consciousness. But you make it a honeycomb. Those who are after, seeking after honey, they will find here is something. Don't make it a stool society. Make it a honey society. At least give chance those who are seeking after honey. Don't cheat people. So they will come. So here, Narad Muni says that you have compiled so many books, that's all right. So what is the idea? The idea is dharmādaya. You are teaching religious principle. There are 20 vinsati dharma shastra. This Manusangita, Parashar Muni's law and social custom, these are so many things there are. But these are originally by different stages. But Vyasadeva made it, compiled it just for proper use. People can understand them. So, he has explained all these books for use of the human society undoubtedly. How to become religious, how to develop economic position, how to understand what is liberation, how to satisfy restrictedly sense gratification, just like in books, in Vyasadeva books, you will find this different kinds of, just like those who are eating flesh. Oh, that is also given direction by Vyasa in the Tamasic Puran. Puran for the persons who are in ignorance. So, he does not deny anybody. He has made books in such a way that any person reading books, just like in school, there are different classes and different books are recommended for different classes. Similarly, Vyasadeva has given the whole Vedic literature in such a nice way, in the form of Puranas, that any man can be elevated to the highest position, reading books like this. Take, for example, that one who is addicted to take intoxication, eating flesh and sex life, because these are natural instincts. Loki bhavaya amisa madhva siva nityastu jantu nahidatra chodha. Nobody is required to give lessons, to teach. Nobody is required to be taught how he has to make sexual intercourse. Nobody has to be given lessons how he can become intoxicant. Don't you see? The intoxicants, intoxicated person, they are becoming automatically. There is no university. There is no educational system that you become, take LSA, LSD like this. No. There is a natural tendency to become intoxicated, to take liquor, LSD, gaya, what, very easily you can do, use sex life. Look, if Bhavya Asa, these are natural, these things, they can be automatically. There is no question of it. Then what is the use of book? The book is for restricting. That they do not know. When Vyasadeva recommends that you must have sex life by marriage, that means restriction. That means restriction. You cannot have sex life here and there unrestricted. You have got one wife or one husband, and that is also just only for begetting child. You can have sex life. So many things. The whole idea is restriction. Not that because I got a wife, it's a machine for sex life. No, no. And marrying me, that doesn't mean. Marriage does not mean like that. It is restriction. The whole Vedic civilization is to bring man to the transcendental platform by restricting all his nonsense habits to nil. But not all of a sudden gradually, according to the quality. Similarly, those who are addicted to flesh eating, meat eating, all right, very literature says all right, you can eat, but sacrifice an animal before the deity, goddess Kali, and you can. So that the man who is eating meat will not revolt. If I say, just like many men revolt, that girl, what is called? Madhya, she revolted. She revolted. She was always trying to plead, why this restriction? Why? So I have to tell you, if you don't like this restriction, then go away. You don't associate with that. What can we do? So they do not want restriction. That is natural tendency. But these shastras are meant for restriction, just like marriage is restriction of sex life. And offering sacrifice before Kali, that is also a restriction of meat eating. You cannot eat meat by purchasing from the slaughterhouse. That is not a commandment. If you want to eat meat, then you just sacrifice one goat, not goat. And easy as animal, all right, you take. Goat is recommended to be sacrificed. So you can take. And in India, the meat eating or flesh eating is not restricted. But not the useful animal, cow, the most useful animal, cow. So, these books, these literatures, I mean to say Vedic literature, meant for restricting our life and elevating ourselves. So Narada says that you have explained all these religious principles or Sanskrit with Sanitananda very nicely. So therefore our Krishna consciousness movement is simply for glorifying the Lord. That is the only business. Not other things are secondary. That is being taught. So if you want to write books, you write books by glorifying the Lord. Natat matas chitra padang harir jasa. Brahmanara says, chitra padam api vasudeva vatirikta anna visajnana vad anna visajnana vata chaturja. Siddhartha Swami comments that except describing the glories of the Lord, any literature, any science, any contribution is simply a jugglery of vocabulary. That's all. Juggling. Vakuchaturja. Vak means vocabulary and chaturja means juggling. Simply setting some words in a jugglery way just to draw people's attention, to waste time, that's all. Vakuchaturja. Vasudeva vyatirikta anna visajnana vad eva anna visayang vakuchaturja. Khilam. Khilam eva itiya. Khilam. It is insignificant. Chitrapadam api jat vacha horijyasa napta vinita. He can write nice books using your literary career, metaphor, and what is called, so many things that are producing nice literature. But if there is no glorification of the Lord, then Hare Jasa Pragnita Tad Bhayasanti Kham. Then it is just like the place where the crows take place. That's because such kind of literature will be accepted by men who are like crows. Tadbhayasam tithaṁ kākatulyānāṁ kāmināṁ rutisthānaṁ usanti mannante. Just like kāmināṁ, those are very lustful. What is their pleasure spot? That bhajan. That's all. That urinal. That is just pleasure. His urinal is very nice place. But he is sophisticated. His spines are, this is very nice place. This analytical study of Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, is revolting. But, we must stop the real thing. This commentator, Siddhartha Swami, he has given very nice example. Kamina Rati-sthānam. The lusty man finds pleasure in the vagina. Similarly, this sort of literature, nonsense literature, are injured by persons who are just like crows. Not this is called swan. Swan will not go to that place. They will search out some place where there is nice transparent water and lotus flower, lilies, and nice trees and good birds. They are taking enjoyment. So even if you see among the animal society and the bird society, there is discrimination. And if in human society there is no such discrimination, what kind of civilization there is? A crow civilization. A black crow civilization. Simply trying to take pleasure in nonsense, sell clubs, liquor shop, and so-called cinema, they are trying to take pleasure there. They will not, Narada is comparing that your so-called books describing about this dharma artha kammokha is just like the carcass or the crow's pleasure hunting. Natad-natad-vachas-citta-padam-harir-yasa jagat-pavitra. But if you produce a single detachment, wherein simply there is glorification of thought, anyone who will read will derive some immediate transcendental benefit. Produce the page only back to Godhead. That will bring revolution to the human society about understanding of spiritual life. Don't produce nonsense literature. Try for one page. Manasa, manasa, sattva-pradhane manasi vartamana, angsa. Angsa. Angsa means the swans, therefore called paramahansa. A highly elevated spiritual person is called paramahansa. Paramahansa, in the society, in the sannyas stage, there are four stages of development. Kutichak, Bahudak, Paribrajaka Acharya and Paramahansa. Kutichak, when a person takes sannyas, he lives in a cottage outside the village but does not go home. But he is not accustomed to travel or to beg from door to door, so whole day and night he keeps himself in that cottage, and from his relative and home something is supplied for his fooding. There is the stage of kutika, to take supply from home. The next stage is bohuda, when he comes to the understanding that I have given up my home, why should I take help from my home? I am considering that home is my place. Why not? Everyone, my friends. Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. Everyone is my family, everyone. That is next stage. So he can go to everyone. Will you kindly give me one chapati? Will not give. That's a nice gift. Anyone will give. They are trained also like that. That any grihastha, householder, if a sannyasi comes, immediately he should receive and respect. That is also Vedic culture. Sannyasi should be treated as the children of the society. Everyone, still, there is, even in a village, a sannyasi goes, he will get hundreds of invitations. Swamiji, please come, take your bhikkha at my place. So he has no question of eating and living. So many people will give him shelter. He will not be in the wilderness. If he actually a sannyasi, he travels all over the country, he has no problem. Village to village, everyone will deceive him. This is called Bahudha. And then Paribrajaka Acharya. Then when he is still further, elevated, then he gives instruction. Why should he eat only without giving something to them? He feel like that. Why for nothing I shall accept food from others? I must give something. So whatever knowledge I have got, I must distribute. This is Paribrajaka Acharya. And when one is experienced in everything and he above all material affection, that is called Paramahamsa. Hamsa. Why Hamsa means swan? Why he is compared with Hamsa? The Hamsa has got a qualification to take the essence. If you give a swan milk mixed with water, he has got some tactics. He will simply take the milk casing and the water will be there. Remain there. Similarly, Hamsa means one who has taken the essence of this cosmic manifestation. What is that essence? Krishna. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Everything, all manifestation, all activities, they are all Krishna's energy. Therefore Krishna is the center, just like the same way. What is this material cosmic manifestation? It is the sun, that's all. Similarly, there are millions of suns. Therefore Krishna is the ultimate. Krishna Surya. Sarva karana karanam, causes of all cause. So one who takes Krishna, he is Paramahamsa. So every Vaishnava, every devotee of Krishna, pure devotee of Krishna, is a Paramahamsa. So we are teaching people to become immediately Paramahamsa. Highest stage of sannyas. And the method is simply chanting Hare Krishna. The post is Paramahansa. Vaishnava means Paramahansa. He is above Brahmin, above sannyasi. But we must be real Vaishnava. Vaishnava means anukullina krishna anusilanam anna vilasita sunnam. There is no other desire, material desire. Desire means material desire. This contaminated desire. It does not mean that we shall not desire to become Krishna conscious. That desire is real desire. And any other desire, anna vilasita, for some material benefit, that is not desire. So if we can keep ourselves without any material desire, without any propensity for enjoying fruitive result, I am doing something, I must enjoy this result, I must be enjoy. This is called jnana karma. Or I must try to understand Krishna by my speculative method. Why? Krishna is explaining himself, why don't you try to understand him in that way? Nonsense, what a speculative power you have got. Simply you will commit blunder. Why? Krishna says, I am this, I am this, I am that, I am that. This is what Bhagavad Gita explains. God says, why don't you understand him as he says? If I say that I am from India, my birthplace is in Calcutta, I have got 5 children, I was formerly a businessman. Why do you understand to speculate about me? What is the use of this speculation? If you actually want to know what Swamiji is, Swamiji said that I was a householder and I was doing medical business, I have got 5 children and this and that. So that is sufficient. Why do you want to know Swamiji by speculation? Similarly, these rascals will try to understand Krishna by speculation. No, there is no need. Paramahamsa. That is Paramahamsa. Sridharsami says, Hamsa Jatayu. Jatayu means great sages, saintly person. Hamsa Jatayu. Jatra na niramanti karichitapi nitarang na ramante. It's like our student, Krishna conscious person, if he is invited, come on, there is a nice picture in the cinema. No, he will never go. He will never go. Because he has become samsa. He is not a crow that he will go such places. Why? What is there? So, samsa, here he said, tadbhāyasa sadga, tadbhāyasa, tadbhāyasa pītham usanti manasa. They reject. Usanti manasa, najatra hansa niramanti siksa. There was an incident in my life. I was, of course, at that time householder. So, one my friend, he was going to cinema with his friend. And he saw me, I was in the street, and immediately stopped his car, and he asked me that you come, we are going to cinema. So I refused. And then if you give me $1,000, still I shall not go to cinema. So he dragged me. He took me to the cinema house, but I never entered. I came back, you see, because it was detestable. So when one becomes completely separated from all these material desires, even if you offer him some profit, he will not accept. Najatra hamsa niramanti. Usikshaya, because his mind is absorbed in greater things. Usiksha. Brahma. Usikshaya means Brahma. Usit kamanya Brahma chayo nivasa dhishanti. Jata prasidhya hamsa manase sarasi charanta. Siddhar Swami explained, just like swans, they take pleasure in the Manas Sarovar, in a place where transparent water, lily, and very nice garden, they take place. Jatha prasiddhya hamsa manase sarasi charanta kamaniya padma sandha nivas. You will find swans, they will gather near the lotus flower and dive there and entangle them with the stem, that is their pleasure. To remain surrounding the lotus flower. Kamanya padmasanna nivasa bhakta vichitranna takta vichitranna yuktopi utthishta datte kakakila sthane na nijamanti. They are not like the crows who are simply trying to take some pleasure from the garbage place. That's all. What is there in the garbage? They are all rejected, thrown away. But the crows will go there to pull on something, eat something, eat something. So as there is a natural distinction between the crows and the swans, similarly there is distinction between a Krishna conscious person and an ordinary person. The ordinary persons are compared like the crows, and a fully Krishna conscious person is just like swans and ducks. Then he says, Tadbhaga visaggat janataga viplava jasmin pratisluka abadhavattapi. Namani nantastu jasankitani ja sunnanti gayanti giranti sadhana. On the contrary, this is a kind of literature, very nicely written, metaphorical, poetic, everything, but there is no question of glorifying the Lord. That is compared with this life, the same place where the cruise will take place. On the other hand, other kind of literature, what is that? Tadvāga visarga janatāga vipla, jasmin pratisloka mamadhava. A literature presented to the people, to the public, for reading, which are even grammatically incorrect. But because there is glorification of the law, it can produce revolution. It can purify the whole human society. My Guru Maharaj, well, he was selecting articles to be published in the Harmonies. If we see simply that there is several times the writer has written Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, like that, he passes in the Lord. All right. There's so many times he has uttered Krishna and Chaitanya, so it is all right. So similarly, even if we present our back to God in any other literature in broken language, it does not matter. Because the glorification of the Lord is there. Well, that is recommended by Narada. Tadbhāgavisarga-janata-agavi-janata-agha. Agha means sinful activities. If one reads one line of this literature, although it is presented in broken language, but if he simply hears there is Krishna, then his sinful activities immediately rank janatāgavipra. Tadbhāgavisarga-janata-agavipra. Jasmin pratislokam abaddhavat. Namani anantas. Ananta means the unlimited. His name, his fame, his glory, his qualities are described. Namani anantas jasankitani. His glorification is there. Even they are presented in broken language. Then, sinnanti gayanti ginanti sadhava. Just like my Guru Maharaj. Sadhu, a saintly person, immediately passes, yes, he's all right. He's all right. Because there is glorification of the Lord. General public will not understand, but this is the standard version spoken by Narada. You write some things, the aim should be simply to glorify the Supreme. Dainya literature is pavitra, purified. And however nicely, either literally or metaphorically or poetically, you write some literature which has nothing to do with God or Krishna, that is vyasatirtha, that is pleasure spot for the crow. This is the version of Narada Muni. We should be taking note of this. For the Vaishnava, there is one qualification, poetic. He says everyone should be poetic. But that poetic language should be simply to glorify the Lord. So if we try to understand everything in relationship with Krishna, then we understand vastava reality. That is reality. If we study something minus Krishna, that is not real knowledge. Actually, Krishna is the original cause of all, sarva-kārana-kāranam. So unless you come to the point of Krishna, any understanding, any knowledge is imperfect.